Echo Central Kira to all units.
211, Dogany.
A very good morning to our rep from Mildura Police Station, in fact, the Community Engagement Unit, Lauren Harmer this morning. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for spending a bit of time with us this morning. Look, let's just dive straight into it. Just shaking my head here. Police out in force on the weekend. A bit of a traffic situation on the weekend.
Yeah, so unregistered motor vehicles, bit of speeding, use of mobile phones. There's a little bit of that over the weekend, actually.
That's not good. That's not good at all. Well, look, tell us, of course, Friday and Saturday night in Sunraysia, they're always big nights, and now that we can get out and do it all again, that means that police kept busy again over the weekend?
Yeah, so a little bit of out of town this weekend. A 22-year-old male was intercepted in Oyen. He conducted a roadside drug test and unfortunately returned a positive result. So he's lost his licence for 6 months and $545 fine to go with it.
That hurt. That definitely hurt. Also, another man tested, he got done speeding, but that wasn't it, right? That wasn't all.
No, it wasn't. He was intercepted at Car Warp. He returned a positive reading. So the kicker there, though, was part of his licence condition was to have a zero blood alcohol.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so unfortunately, he didn't learn the lesson there and he returned a positive result. $918 fine, loss of 3 demerit points, which won't really matter because he doesn't have his licence for the next 6 months.
And was it true he was doing 129 in the 110 zone there?
Correct.
That's how they picked him up. That's how they took notice.
Unbelievable. Combination.
Yes, it is. Wow, I'm just shaking my head. It's not a visual medium. I can't get my head through that. Sunday, 24-year-old male intercepted in Romvale.
Yeah, so this one was the accompanying driver. So the vehicle was intercepted, and as we do, both occupants of the vehicle get tested, and unfortunately he's returned a positive PBT. He was taken to the Romvale police station and again produced a reading there. So, and unfortunately as well, wasn't wearing his seatbelt.
Oh, no.
He's been issued a fine just shy of $1,000, lost a demerit point, and again, 6 months loss of licence. So, and to cap it off, he was also wanted on a warrant. So he's been bailed to appear in Bendigo Courthouse later this year.
Unbelievable. 40-year-old male detected driving at speed as well. That was in Robinvale too, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this is crazy. 140 in 100 zone. Just these roads are not designed to be traveling that fast at all. $909 fine. I don't know who can afford that these days. I certainly can't.
No.
6 months loss of license. There's a pattern here. If you're going to do this, you're losing your license for 6 months.
Yes, true, true. 55-year-old male also intercepted in Merbein over the weekend.
Yes, another positive PBT result. He has lost his license for 11 months. And $2,377 fine. His vehicle, impounded.
Oh, 11 months loss of licence. And look, finally, while we're talking about drivers, 30-year-old male intercepted in Mildura as well.
Yep, another positive reading, another loss of licence for 3 months, $545 fine. Yeah, it wasn't a great weekend for us at all.
No.
Our male drivers have let us down big time.
Yes, obviously. And also on top of all that, you've had an arrest in the CBD for drunk.
Yeah, another 22-year-old male hasn't been able to hold down his alcohol very well. He was done for drunk in a public place. $727 fine. That's got to hurt.
That's an expensive night
out on the town.
Yeah, we say every week that is an expensive night out, but it certainly is. Look, we always finish off with a community message every week. Quickly, what's your community message this week?
Look, this one's to remind people that, we all play a part in keeping the community safe. And one of the things that we do is, with our patrols around town is we unfortunately identify that people are leaving their vehicles unlocked. Sometimes even their homes, their doors
crazy.
And their windows are unlocked. And unfortunately, that's giving some of our people around town the opportunity to commit some thefts, theft of motor vehicles, theft from motor vehicles, and approaching up to the school holidays too. We're going to have a lot more people in town. So we're just reminding people to be more vigilant, lock up their possessions, don't leave anything of value in the vehicle while, you're shopping down the street.
And goes the same, of course, for your homes. Don't make it easy for offenders to get into your property.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a given. Let's just lock up our homes and keep everyone safe.
Now, just quickly, if someone does see something, what do they do?
So 000 is a good one, or the Mildura Police Station, 5018 5300.